Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Cedric Simone, who's CEO at Altona Rara. How are you today, Cedric?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. We've spoken a few times before when your company was, I suppose, just getting started. Lots of exploration companies around at the moment. What is going on at Altona?
Well, we've had an exciting year so far. As you know, Altona is called Altona Rare Earths. For the past 3 years, we've been working mostly on rare earth projects, in particular the Monte Muambe rare earth project. And while we continue working on Monte Muambe, since the beginning of this year, we have been implementing a diversification strategy into other critical minerals, and that includes fluorspar and copper.
And are you diversifying because the original project is so good, or it's not so good, or you just want to get into different commodities?
We are very happy with the original project, and we are still working there very actively. Actually, I'm expecting that within the next few weeks, we will be able to announce that the mining license for the project has been granted. But we have to be realistic also. When you are a junior exploration company focused on one project, on one commodity, your share price is very much exposed to the price of that commodity. And if you look at the price of neodymium, which is the main value driver at Monte Muambe, you will see that the price climbed and peaked in early 2022, and then it fell back to the level where it is now. The consumption of neodymium is increasing, driven by the green energy transition, but the prices are dragging a bit behind. So for us, it was important to diversify into other commodities, and one of them is actually occurring at Monte Muambe, just next to the rare earth deposit, that's fluorspar, and it was important to mitigate this exposure to the price of rare earths.
And you're happy with that the whole project or projects are high grade, they can be mined easily, all that sort of stuff?
Yes, absolutely. So as far as the rare earth project is concerned, we are currently focusing on key de-risking aspects of the project. There are two aspects. One is the mining license. As I said, we are in the final stages of the process. We expect that it will be out very shortly. And the other aspect is the metallurgy. As you know, metallurgy is the most difficult aspect of rare earth projects, and Monte Muambe is not different. So we are putting a lot of attention, especially because if you look at the Monte Muambe project, the scoping study that we did, we've got three steps to produce the mixed rare earth carbonate, which is a product we want to produce. The first step is extraction. Very simple, very easy, open pit, low strip ratio, no problem with that. The second step is a first phase of processing, which is beneficiation and which includes flotation to produce a concentrate. The third step of the process is leaching the concentrate to extract the rare earths and to produce a mixed rare earth carbonate, which is a synthetic product. So the OPEX for this third step is about 50% of the total OPEX of the project. And the metallurgical testing that we are doing at the moment, the aim is to improve the grade of the concentrate from the second step, meaning that if we achieve a grade which is twice higher, the OPEX for the next step will be completely slashed in two, and that will reduce significantly the total OPEX of the project. So potentially some very, very good benefits on the financials of the project.
So is that benefits because you're going to be choosing a new project next door? How does that work?
No, the rare earth project and the fluorspar project are completely separate, and they are very, very different. The rare earth project is a long-term project. If you remember the scoping study, we are talking about a capex of $270 million. So it's a long-term, large project. The project, the fluorspar project that we are looking at now, is very interesting because it's very small, but very, very high grade. The fluorspar grade is between 50% and 70%. Fluorspar is a very interesting mineral because it's a mineral which has an established market. It's not a new mineral like rare earths. It's an industrial mineral which is used in many applications. For example, to produce a refrigeration gas that you have in your fridge or in your AC. But it is also used in new green energy driven applications such as the production of lithium batteries. You cannot produce lithium batteries without fluorspar. So this little fluorspar deposit is not very big, but because the grade is high, we believe we can produce a sellable product with a very simple process. Extraction, starting with an open pit and then underground, crushing, not even milling, just crushing, and then gravity separation using a simple method like a dense medium separation plant or a jig plant, which is even simpler. So what that would mean is that this project could be put into production very rapidly, within about 12 months from an investment decision. The capex would be in the order of magnitude of a few million dollars, not more than this. And we would be able to have production, which would bring cash flow into the company. And in these difficult markets, it's very important because potentially that means having revenue into the company at an early stage, which we can then use to continue with the rare earth project, and also which we can use on the other projects of the company, the copper projects.
So it's a win all round, basically. You're diversifying, so you're reducing the risk or dependency on one set of metals, and also you'll get to production and get the cash as well.
Exactly, absolutely.
And is that something which you think is quite unique in the market at the moment?
I think it's something that is tempting. I've seen other companies trying to do this, trying to have a short-term cash-generating project on the side of longer-term exploration projects. It's not easy. You need to have experience to do this. And as far as fluorspar production is concerned, I do have experience. I used to be open pit manager and chief geologist at a fluorspar mine in France about 20 years ago. We had two open pits, we had an underground mine, we had two different plants producing two different types of product. So I'm very, very confident about what I'm doing now. And we must say that we have started to talk to potential off-takers, and so far the reception about our idea is very, very good.
And clearly it helps to have the CEO also being a geologist in this kind of game.
Absolutely.
And so over the next few months, what will we get news flow from both the rare earth side and the fluorspar side? Is that going to be a sort of mix of news all the time?
Yes, I believe so. Because the rare earth project is continuing, we are going to have news flow about the mining license grant. We are going to have news flow about metallurgical results. And we will also have news flow about the fluorspar project. Last month, I was on site with my team. We did some additional surveying. We did a drone survey to have a good model of the topography. And more importantly, we collected 300 kilos of representative fluorspar samples, which were transferred to Maputo. And these samples are being sent to laboratories and also to potential off-takers and buyers. So the first piece of news flow we will have will be assay results and a confirmation of the interest of potential off-takers. With this, we will continue a small, quick scoping study on this fluorspar project, and you can expect the results in the first quarter of next year. And in addition to this, we will also have news flow from our copper projects in Botswana and in Zambia.
So the key here, I think, because we've spoken, as I said, quite a few times before, is that you are a geologist and you can hopefully identify the best targets that are around.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, but I'm not just a geologist. I'm also a businessman. I've done half of my career managing companies, including managing my own companies, exploration companies, service companies, exploration services companies. So when I look at a project, I have a very multidisciplinary vision of this project. And for me, the economic element is very, very important. I will give you an example. When we drilled Monte Muambe, we achieved a maiden mineral resource estimate of 13.6 million tons with 2.42% total rare earth oxide. And if you compare with some resource estimates of other companies on similar deposits, it can look small. Some companies have resource estimates of 200 or 300 million tons. But then when you look at the reserve statement, the ore reserve statement, what is actually mineable for the same projects, it shrinks down from 200, 300 million to 20, 25 million. So what I'm trying to say is that when we started the drilling at Monte Muambe, we didn't want to create huge numbers to impress people, and these numbers would be just a waste of time and resources. We were very, very focused on what is potentially mineable, and we had a plan from the beginning. So it's just one example of the way you tweak the geology to fit economically viable models.
And just to finish, I mean, as I said at the beginning, or hinted at the beginning, lots of companies on the London stock market, sub 10 million market cap, you know, explorers, developers, people are concerned about the funding, they're concerned about the grades, they're concerned about the timelines. What's different in terms of Altona?
Well, what we are doing now, and we are in a better, much better position than we were last year through the diversification with the copper projects and with the fluorspar project, is that we are diversifying the way we can monetize our projects. And diversifying the way we can monetize these projects, what that means is that we will be able to access cash without having to raise it from the markets, without having to dilute our existing shareholders. And that's very important to me. That's a long-term strategy. Of course, you can't achieve results just like that immediately. But this is the direction we are taking, and we are taking it very well.
Well, we look forward to that. In the meantime, Cedric Simonet, CEO at Altona Rare Earths. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.